Bishtar. Negevit Ivi is nickname. We coin him with Kesef and Shtar. The coin Atzmai Bishanim Ubi Yoivel Ubi Giroin Kesef. So the Mishnah is Mashman Evit Ivi. The only two ways to be coin Evit Ivi is Kesef and Shtar. It doesn't seem that there are other ways to be coin of the Evit Ivi. The mice and the Rishonim seem to be mefurish that there's only the only two ways to be kind of Evid Ivri is Kesef and Shtar. The Pnei Yeshua, Frek the Kasha, Frek the Pnei Yeshua. Then why is he not Nikne also with Meshicha or with Chalipin? Why are these the only ways to be koina in Evid Ivri? Now, the Maaser Rashi also reckons with Meshicha later on. Rashi speaks about Bekesef Miknase. The Gemara says maybe that's only a guy that is called Kinyanu is Bekesef. But a Yid, Rashi says a Yid has Meshicha. Sounds like Rashi's having the Kehilu. Meshicha should work for an Evid. Now, it's interesting because we know that Evid is hukish lekarka, that the dinim of Evid are identical to the dinim of karka. So why are we discussing an Evid having kinyan Meshicha? Karka isn't nikness for Meshicha.
Also have only a Kanani or also
Evid Ivri? Because Evid is the mice, only Evid Kanani is hukish lekarka. What? And he's taka kind of with chazaka. It's by Evid Ivri.
Maybe the
Maisa Evid Kanani also is saying yeah. In a chanami. It's machloikas whether or not it's only by an Evid Ivri or an Evid Kanani. It's a machloikas Rishonim if it's only Evid Hukish Lakarka or Adam is Hukish Lakarka. Akoponim, I think that the Kasha is not Shver. Why not? Because I think that the reason why an Evid is not Niknim B'Meshicha is because, I'm sorry, the reason why Karka is not Niknim B'Meshicha is because you can't do Meshicha on Karka. It's not a din that you can't, that Karka doesn't Niknim B'Meshicha. It's that Karka is not moved. You can't move Karka. So the fact that Karka doesn't have Meshicha is not a din in Karka. So even if something would be Hukish LaKarka, it would still allow you to have other Kinyonim. It's just things that are not Shaykh and Hecha Timtza by Karka doesn't mean you're not going to have it. Also by Evet. So therefore, we could discuss or entertain why is it that Adam is not Nikne b'Meshicha or b'Chalip. And says the Pnei Yeshua that let's talk about Meshicha for a second. Is a machloikis in the Gemara if Meshicha is midiraisa or midirabanan? And it seems to me machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish if it's dirabanan. So okay, it's not such a big deal. Maybe we don't want to add more ways to be koine and Evid Ivri. We don't like the whole concept of being koine and Evid Ivri. So maybe if it's dirabanan, therefore we didn't do it. But if Meshicha is a king in the Arise, so back to our question: why is Evid Ivri not nikne b'Meshicha? Just like everything else, you're koine b'Meshicha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe it's gzeres hakasa. The pasuk learning out Meshicha learns it from the pasuk. It says v'chisim. It says in the pasuk miyad amisecha, from your friend's hand. It sounds like you've been kind of something from your friend's hand and not your friend. It doesn't say you're kind of your friend. Meshicha is miyad amisecha veloi shekoina amisecha. Wants to make that's like a miut. Meshicha isn't kind of by Evid. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn. However, we could perhaps suggest a little bit more simple. Perhaps. And I saw also Beis Nachum Yehuda's Rav Dvir also says this, the following thing. He says, listen, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is on a premise. He says, why can't you be kain and Evid Ivri b'Meshicha? You kain and all metaltalin b'Meshicha. What? So then he says, all right, but what about Chalipin? And then we have to deal with Chalipin. And that's also, you know, a discussion we'll get to. But perhaps we could suggest as follows. The whole Kinyan Evid Ivri in the first place is a Kinyan Chadash. It's a whole new type of kinyan. We mentioned in the Shir Kloli on Tuesday that the fact that you're kind of Evid Ivri is not like other kinyane mamoin, that it's just, you know, you're like you own it the way you own a car. And Evid Ivri is a new type of kinyan. So because it's a new kinyan, it's the Chalois Shem Evid Ivri. So whatever the rules of the game for regular Mekach Umemkar and kinyan don't necessarily apply to Evid Ivri. How is that a Rikoinah? You find him a car for something, it's koine. You don't find him a car, it's not koine. Why? Because it's a new thing. So then right away, the Gemara asks, Evidently Nikla Mekesef Minolon. How do you know it's koine Mekesef? What do you mean? Because we need to create a whole new system of kinyan, because it's a new type of kinyan evidivri. It's a kinyan evid. That's what we could have suggested. The ktsois, when he's... What? It's a mechira, it's a kinyan, it's all those things. Oh, but it's a kinyan chadash. It's a kinyan chadash, it's a mechira and it's a kinyan, but it's a kinyan chadash. Memela, it's going to have its own, it needs to have its own psukim. You don't own it the same way you own a para. So because it's a new type of kinyan, we spoke about in the Shir Klali on Tuesday, we're not going to be mayrich in exactly how that works, but it's a new type of kinyan, so therefore maybe it needs its own. The Ktsois in Kuf Tzadi Hei, in Sif Katan Hei, says perhaps a different reason why an Eved can't be Nikne Bechalipin. We spoke a little bit about Meshicha, according to the Pnei Yeshua. What about Chalipin? Says the Ktsois, there's a Tzois in Erech and Daf Lamin. And the Tzois says, anytime the Kinyan is not considered to be forever, you can't be kind of a Chalipin. Anytime the Kinyan is going to be choizer to the Bailim, you can't be kind of a Chalipin. For example, She'ela can't be kind of a Chalipin. Schirus, Matona Almanas Lahachser can't be kind of a Chalipin. Anytime that it's only a Kinyan Lizman and it's going to be Choizer Labailum can't be Koine with Chalipin. Memela says the Ktsois, you want to know why you can't be Koine an Eved Ivri with Chalipin? Why not? Because it goes back after 6 years.
That depends.
So the Ktsois we're seeing that his pshat in Kinyan Eved Ivri is that it's a Kinyan Lizman. Is that at the end of 6 years the Kinyan is over. The Ktsois Lamaisa himself says, time out. What's a matana almanas lahachzer?
Yeah, you have it. You have it.
What?
It says, well, kachtam lachem, but you're allowed to make a brach on that. It means you own it for now.
So that's there's a whole Ktsois's hack over there. I wasn't here when you learned Matanas Lahachzir, but Matanas Lahachzir, the Ktsois is a mechudish dikapshat that it's only a kinyan lezman, that's still called lachem. But the Ktsois says, what's his raya? This Ktsois. Ktsois says, Matanas Lahachzir is called a kinyan lezman. So Bimela, so Ktsois says, Kinyan Evid is also Kinyan Lizman. So that might depend on our Chakira we spoke about yesterday. The Kinyan Sheish is the Pshat that I'm calling it, Loi Lamet Sheish is a Yitziah. It's a Mafkiah. Or it fizzles, the Kinyan fizzles at the end of 6. I always coin it up until 6. It's over. It's Yoytze Me'elof. We're in Medayik the Lashon of Mishnah, Reb David Pavarsky, it says, the Evid is Koine Atzmai Bishanim. What's made koina atzma b'shanim? It's just the kinyan's over. The kinyan's over. So we said no. It's mashma koina atzma l'shanim. The diuk is not necessarily, it's not necessarily muchrach because it also says in the first mishnah of kedushin, an isha is koina atzma b'misas habal. What does that mean? Koina atzma b'misas habal. It means the husband's dead. There's nothing to be married anymore to. Okay, so we hacked over there also. Maybe Mises Abal Zamatir, Nafkamina would be Eishes Elio Anovi, where he never really died, but he's not still alive. We spoke about that over there. Akitzer, Rabbi Chanan, Ein Kan, Mekoimoi, Ein Kuntres Ashiurim. If you want, I can lend it to you.
And with the Hadwin Khalifin's only forever?
What?
And with the Raya?
That what?
Chalipin's only when
they're
doing Kinyan forever.
No, the Tosis says that.
But is it like a pot you raise
when you go? You have to see the Tosis in Erech. I think it's a Yisoid of Chalipin is, has to be a Chlof, has to be a similar type of Kinyan. That could be that sort of
the Chalipin. How did they use Mikazu Akasay,
the
Einik and the Taurus Kovian?
What?
How did they use the Einik and the Taurus Kovian?
What, the Gemara and the Ches, I think it is, right? I don't remember if we task in that way.
I'm saying,
I think the Gemara comes out not like that. Zoydachzach. The Gemara comes out. The Gemara has a tzad, that's what it means.
So, according to the Vlasky, then, can Chalipin sure work?
Well, so we have to come with a different reason why it doesn't work. So we said, according to the Kilis Yachid, we said the other pshat is that if you have no makor for a kinyan, it's not going to work because the whole yisoid of kinyan eved is a kinyan chadash. Could say another daher perhaps is as follows: chalipin means the yisoid of chalipin is I'm swapping one thing for the other. They have to be similar types of kinyanim. If it's a different type of kinyan, maybe it wouldn't pass to have a musig of chalipin. Even though we spoke about chalipin by isha, we said there's a discussion. Akoponim. We mentioned this chakira. We said that perhaps the chakira would be totally in the shaila that the Tosis Yom Tov speaks about. It says in our Mishnah over here that an eved is koine atzmai bishanim ubiyovel ubigiroyin kesef. The shaila is that the Gemara says that only by a bezdin, machru bezdin, is there a cap of 6 years. But a meicher atzmai, he could sell himself for sheish v'yeser al sheish, more than 6 years. It could sell for six also, but it could sell for more than 6 years. So frek the toisus yomtiv. So what does it mean over here when it says that an eved is koina atzmai bishonim? So the Rajba says in a chanami, when it says eved is koina atzmai bishonim, it's talking exclusively about machru bezdin. Machru atzmai is not koina atzmai bishonim.
Why doesn't it just say six?
Oh, good. We got there, honestly. Kopanim Toiz Yantuv says not like that. Says the Toiz Yantuv, no. The Mishnah is talking also about Meicher Bezdin, also about Meicher Atzmai. Ay, Meicher Atzmai isn't Yoitze B'Sheish, says the Toiz Yantuv, no problem, but eventually goes out. If he sells himself for 10 years, when does he go out? 10 years. He doesn't go for 20 years. When does he go out? 20 years. So his Shanim is whatever his Shanim is. And it's takam meduyik in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? It's yoitze bishanim. It doesn't say yoitze b'sheish. Rashi on the Mishnah and art says yoitze bishanim l'soif sheish shanim yatzah chavshi. Rashi is not like the Tosfos Yomtiv. Rashi says shanim ain't sheish. Shanim ain't sheish. So he says if shanim means shanim, whatever it is. The Rashash says it's a doichik. Why is it a doichik? So we explained. If you understand that the yisoid of the Yetzias Sheish is, it's a hafka of Sheish. That's only when the Torah is mafkiyit. But if a person says, I'm buying you for 10 years, selling myself for 10 years, then it's for sure not a hafka. Then Esr Shanim is not koina atzmai b'Esr Shanim. What does the Tosfos Yom Tov hold? Tosfos Yom Tov holds Sheish is not Afka. So 10 is not Afka, Sheish is not Afka, 20 is not Afka. Kodat Mishana just means after 20, after you've completed your years, you go back.
The Mishnah is telling you that?
That's what the Mishnah means.
The Mishnah is just telling us.
That's correct. Sometimes it happens automatically. Yeah, the Mishnah is not necessarily coming. It's giving you a list of the way you cut out.
Yes.
Kopanim, the Rashash seems to say not like that. The Rashash says that it's doichik to say like the Tosfos Yom Tov, because he understands that what are we doing by Sheish? We're doing a kinyan, a hafka after 6 years. That's koina atzmai bishanim. It's mashmein Rashi. So if Sheish, anything else, is not going to be a hafka. Yeah.
Why is hafka a kinyan? I don't get that. Why is this hafka anymore? Why does it fit anymore to say koina atzmai? I don't get what the kinyan is going to do.
Because really right now, you're supposed to be mine forever. And I'm getting myself back with Sheish. I'm taking myself back with Sheish. But if you originally only had me for 6 years, so I'm not coining myself with Sheish, I was always mine after the 6 years. I was only yours temporarily. So I'm not coining myself back.
Either way, both times, the Torah, whether you were in the Torah's Mafkiya, you were
so to... No, if the Torah's Mafkiya, then you're getting a Kinyan Chadash. You're getting a new Kinyan.
So he's bothered by the Lashon of Kohen and Kohen.
Yeah, you're being kind to yourself. Sure you are.
If you're going to say that, then you say, right, at the end of 6 years, he is kind himself.
What do you mean?
Even on the other side.
No, it's not. No, I was always mine. Right now, I own this. Don't, but it's almost like I did. I own this now, lo'olam. If I sell to you for 10 years, so at the end of 10 years, am I coin it? Or it was always mine. I just gave it to you for... I'm not.
What was your prior back?
It's not a Kenyan back. It's going to become mine. Sure you are, because I gave it to him. I gave it to him now, lo'olam. Now we're coming and breaking the loilam. It's like I'm being kind of myself back.
What was bothersome about the lashon that he's not fitting?
That it's not a new kinyan. It's a new kinyan because we broke the kinyan of Abdus. He never left Marishut for more than shesh. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Akopanim dasa das.
But he holds shanim at the end of the term, no? Term is up. Shanim means whenever it ends, it ends.
That's Tos Yom Tov.
Right, so Oloshash would hold Oloshash.
Rashi also says by yoga, if it meets during the
We'll see. I hope we get there. Okay, Rabbi Isai. The Achrayinim here clear a different Chakira when it comes to Nirtza. We spoke about the Mishnah. We started speaking about an Eved Ivri, which is the regular Kinyan. Then there's a Kinyan of Nirtza, which is an extension of that original Eved Ivri. Clear the Achrayinim, this is like the Chakira. It's like the popular Chakira all over the place. Clear the Achrayinim, we brought it over here from the Sefer Shira, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin. He was Rosh Shiva and Torah in Chaim Berlin. Clear's the Chakira, Yesh Lachkor Biritzia. You kinyan chadosh, dahainu avdus chadosha. Is there a new avdus that's happening? And when he becomes a nirtza, it's a new way to become an eved. Oy dilma deina kinyan chadosh. It's just a continuation of your original kinyan. What does Ritzia do? Ritzia just is mevatel the Yitzia Sheish was going to be mighty me. But Ritzia does is it stops the Sheish from doing its job. That's the Chakira. L'choira, this Chakira itself is going to be totally in our original Chakira. If Sheish is a Yitzia, if Sheish is being Moitzi me, so then I could say that what the Nirtza is doing is going to stop Sheish from doing what it does. And therefore, my original Kinyan remains for when? Forever. Or do you say, no, I originally was only coming to you up until Sheish. So when that's over, it fizzled out. So obviously I have to put in a new one. That's to be something that's giving me a new kinyan. The chayra, this chakira of Rabbi Yaakov Meisher Shurkin is going to be totally in the chakira that we mentioned previously of Rabbi David Pavarsky. Now, lemaisa is an interesting halacha. The halacha is that a person can only become a nirtza if
no more.
Before he finishes the 6 years, he comes and tells us, "Ahavtis Adonis Ishti Esvonai." But if the 6 years come and afterwards he says, "You know what? I want to be nirtza," too late. Too late. So now,
after what?
After 6 years.
It's too late, and
He has to do it within the 6 years. Now, if you're telling me that Nirtza is a new Kenyan, it's a second Kenyan, so it's not so easy for me to understand why it has to be besides Sheish. You're doing a new Kenyan of Nirtza, you're doing a new Kenyan of Nirtza. There's a cost of that. You can't like go out of your avdus and back into your avdus. Whatever, I guess.
I don't want to go free. The whole surah of Nirtza, he says, I don't want to go free.
So,
as a clear before you went
but there's no reason in the lumdus of the kinyan why it can't happen. But it means as follows. If you tell me that the whole yisoid of Nirtza is to stop Sheish, but what happens if Sheish comes before Nirtza? You can't stop it. It's already there. If the yisoid is that I want to be mevatel, the way that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin says, I want to be mevatel the sheish. So then, if sheish is already here, you can't be mevatel. I have to do it before sheish. I got to put in place the thing that's going to override the sheish. But if the yisoid of Nirtza is that I'm putting another charge in the kinyan, so It's not muchach that okay in Achanami. This maybe the pasuk will say lo yitzei chafchi. I don't want it. There shouldn't be any taste of freedom when he goes. He has to remain an eved. But mitzad the kinyan, it doesn't have to be that way necessarily.
New kinyan doesn't. New kinyan
only tzira out of it is in the 6 year status. You don't have it. It's not an option out of
it.
But I'm saying it's not mitzad the mechanics of the kinyan. That's okay in Achanami. Yeah, it's just going to be exeris hakasim. I'll call upon him. This is the Chakira. Fine. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, Nafka Mina would be as follows. We said the halacha is that in order for an Eved to get a Shifcha Kenainis, he has to be married. Begapo Yavoi, Begapo Yetzei, if he comes in single, he leaves single. He has to have been married. Says the Mishnah Melech, what does that mean? Does that mean that when he enters into the Avdus, he has to have been married? Does it mean that, like, when the Avdus starts, so he has to have been married? Or does it mean when you're actually presenting the Shifcha Kenainis, he has to be married? And the Mishnah Melech is not sure. Maybe it's enough if just when he starts becoming an Eved, so then he's married. So now this Avdus allows there to be a Shifcha Kenainis. If she dies later, it doesn't make a difference. For example, if he comes in married, and then he gives him a Shifcha Kenainis, and the wife dies, assumes the Mishnah Melech, okay, you already gave the Shifcha Kenainis, you don't have to leave. So what happens if he came into the Avdus and he had a wife and she died before he got the Shifcha Kenainis? Maybe it's also enough because I started my Avdus married. Begapo Yovoi, Begapo Yetzei. If he comes in single, what happens if he comes in married? You could give him a Shifcha Kenainis. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Shukin. So what happens if in his original Avdus, he was married? And then his wife died during the Shesh. Now he's Nirtza. And the other wants to give him a Shifcha Kenainis. What's the deal? In the original Shesh, he was married. His wife died during Shesh. Now he's Nirtza. Now the other wants to give him a Shifcha Kenainis. So if you tell me that this is all part of the original Kenyan, all I did was is I pulled away something that was going to break my Kenyan. I pulled away the Shesh. So this Kenyan started when he was married. Because this is all part of the original Kenyan. He can marry Shifcha Kenainis. But if you tell me that the original Kenyan is over, there's a new Kenyan, there's an extension that's happening now. I was mamshach the Kenyan with the near, it says a Kenyan Chodash. This Kenyan Chodash started Begapoy. Started alone. Begapo Yavoy, Begapo Yetze. That's perhaps going to be a nafkamina between this Chakira. I think it depends if he gets reshus from the Adon or not. He could be you could get reshus from the Adon.
Support his family.
Okay. Mayor, interesting shaila, Mayor.
It could be that it's normal clerk is bechlam. Could be they're not arguing if there's a. If it could be everyone holds that it's a hemshich.
Right.
Just if it's a fizzle tach, so you need a new kinyan. But if it's not a fizzle, if it's a hafgah, so you need be mevatel hafgah.
So new kinyan means that.
In both cases, it's going to be a hemshich of the original kinyan.
Yeah, but the shaila is you need a new kinyan. That means it's not really that the original kinyan is still there. It's a new kinyan.
Could be a hemshich of the original kinyan.
What's the shaila of how exactly menasach that there's such a thing? They seem to be saying that it's like they're calling it kinyan chadash. That's what they're calling it. Something like that.
Isn't there a pasuk right that it's a kiyuch chadash but it says hadir tzei the beritzia the Mishnah says?
What?
Isn't there a pasuk right that it's a kiyuch from it says hadir tzei the beritzia?
So the lashon of the Mishnah is eved is nikne beritzia. So again, we have that lashon of nikne. Does that mean kinyan chadash? Do we say nikne? Do we make it sound like there's the new kinyan? It just means that. His kinyan is there, Beritzia. That's similar to the shaila we asked before, Koina Atzma Bishanim. Similar type of diuk that you could perhaps make in the Mishnah. Hakolponim is phallus. Chazanish brings down a suffix. We said that in order for a person to be nirtza, he has to have started the process when he is still an Eved. Chazanish says, what does that mean? Do you need him to actually complete the process while he's still an Eved before Sheish? Or is it enough for him to just come and say, I plan on being a Nirtzah, never actually gets nailed, doesn't get drilled yet, but the Amira is enough? Or no, you need the actual Nirtzah to happen. The Chayra, this suffix of the Chazon Ish, is also going to be very much tully in our Chakira. If the Yisoid of why Nirtza has to happen before Sheish is because we said, the Vart is because the whole Yisoid of Nirtza is to stop Sheish from taking place. So Sheish happened before your Nirtza. The fact that you told me you want to be Nirtza doesn't make that you're not Nirtza yet. So Sheish is here, bang, you're done. You have to do the entire Nirtza. But if the aside of why you need to be Nirtza is something else, it's because we want him to stay in Avdus mode. As long as he tells us, listen, I plan on staying here, he's still Avdus mode. The Amira is enough. The Amira is still keeping him committed to being in Eved. So he didn't like go out of his Avdus and come back into his Avdus. In a Chanami, there's Sheish here. But Akamas, he's still saying, I plan on staying here with the Adon. Maybe that would be enough.
You didn't do anything.
In a chanami, you don't need to do anything. Because this is not about the mechanics, it's just about, there's a musig that we want to be. In a chanami, that's exactly the word we said originally. Is it a mechanical idea, or is it just like an idea? The pasuk wants him to be loyetze chofshi, not going out to freedom. So I'm saying that I'm still here.
She never asked to come with Yirtza?
He does, Avari does.
Why?
So in other words, what Yitzi wants to know is, what's the halachic status, according to the Chazon Ish, from when Sheish is over until he does the Nirtza? Does he have to work or not have to work? What I'm suggesting is he doesn't have to work, Yitzi. Until his Nirtza is not working, but he's still considered an Eved. What? Right.
I can't come Nirtza anyway.
In a chanami.
There's no king.
Oh, you mean because of that problem of...
Why are you saying it doesn't work?
Because he has to work. Then Yitzi says, why do I have to be Nirtza? Just say I'm going to be Nirtza and then...
How long was it? You have to be Nirtza.
What?
So, it's a punishment.
What?
Nirtza is a punishment.
Because
the
he heard yeah, but if we're saying that Nirtza is the Kenyan, so he finished Sheish, that Kenyan's over. So how does he, why, until he does the Nirtza, there's no new Kenyan. So why does he have to work? He finished Sheish. So he said, I'm gonna work. You say it, but he's not working now. So if you're telling me that you still mechuyev to work just by saying it, so somehow the Amira is making him chayev, so what do you have to do Nirtza for? We're saying Nirtza is a Kenyan. It seems like
it's...
So then he says, you have to work now? So then he should never have to do Nirtza, just let him work. It doesn't say that Nirtza is not the Kenyan. He's just going to work with that alone. So he's saying that this kilo... Kipshuto, Amira doesn't shaf any type of chinyan. You can't be machayv yourself, your Dibur.
Dibur's the Ad was chayv from Zaynas Ishtay during that time in between Amira and Nutia.
What?
Is the Ad?
I hear. Good, that's a good chance. Could be met, could be yes. I hear.
Someone submits himself to Nutia.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you say?
Ben Karen. He says, you know, I want to get near him.
Right.
No.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, just one more thing. This same Chakira that we cleared, I'm sorry. This same Chakira that we cleared, the Chor you could clear by Yoivo. You could clear the same Chakira by Yoivo. We said that Yovel is also Eved is Yoytze B'Yovel. Is the Pshat Eved is Yoytze B'Yovel that the Etzem, the Kinyan, should really go past Yovel? For example, a Nirtza should be Niknev for when? Till when? Forever. Forever. And the Yovel is a Mafkia. Or an Eved, that's Eved that's Nimkar Rishon is Nimkar Sheish. If comes Yovel in the middle, Yovel somehow disrupts the Kinyan. The Kinyan should have been whatever, longer, but Yovel is a Mafkia, or no? Yovel is the Hagubalah on the Kinyan. The Chayra, this Chakira is a Machloikes between the Ramban and the Shagas Aryeh. The Ramban says a Mordi Kazach. It's based on the Meshach Chochma says, on his famous Al Torah says it. Meshach is the Pasuk. Says va'avodoi le'olam, and Chazal say le'olam doesn't mean le'olam; it means ad yovel. Says the Meshech Chochma, that's not what it means. Va'avodoi le'olam means you work le'olam. It's just comes yovel and does what? It is mafkia. Says the Ramban, what would happen if a person has an evet?
And would Yovel no longer?
And the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. What happens if there's no more Beis Hamikdash? There's no more Yovel. We did it. We did this. There's no more Yovel. What's the din? Says the Ramban, he will remain an Eved le'olam va'ed. Meshech Chochma Chumash va'avodoi le'olam. And the Shagas Aryeh argues, says the Shagas Aryeh, no, he's going to stay in Eved until when Yovel would have been. Even though there's no Yovel anymore. Why? Because Shagas Aryeh understands that the original Kinyan was only Nikna until Yovel. It fizzled. You don't need a Yovel. Bishas Mais the Kinyan was up until Yovel. So now there's no Yovel. No problem. It's the same thing. Same idea. Same thing. It's just two different ways of making a Zman on the Kinyan. What? What? No. The Kinyan originally was only. We're saying Soif Sheish. Soif Sheish. Listen to me. It's Soif Sheish. So it's Soif the Yovel, the original Yovel. Sure, it is. Every 50 years. Sure, it is. Every 50 years. So then it goes until the end of the 49th year. It's the end of the 49th year. It's the end of the 49th year. So we ended it. Soif, listen to me. Soif, Sheish, Soif 49. That's it.
Could be even in Yovel, it's not about 49.
Absolutely not. Okay, Rabbi, so you're going to have to figure out why the Shagas Aryeh is not like you.
Whatever his minion.
I have to find it. I have it written down where it is. Chadoshos Simin Tesvav. Shagas Aryeh Chadoshos Simin Tesvav. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Masnisa Nikna Bekezav Ishtar Gmo Yalafla Bishanim. The Soif Sheish Shanim Yoitza Chofshi. The end of 6 years, he goes free. We Medayik Rashi seems to say it goes out Soif Sheish. The Rambam seems to say that Eved Nikna B'Shanim is Tchilas Sheva. Maybe Rashi holds that Soif Sheish is that you've finished your tour of duty. It's over. It fizzled. It's finished. Soif Sheish. The Rambam says Tchilas Sheva because it's the Tchilas Sheva that's Mafgia. That's what's being moit. See it. It's not that you ended. Something has to stop you. What's stopping you? Tchila Sheva.
It's still the same time, right? Same exact time.
Could be. Ubi Yovel says Rashi impaga bo Yovel b'soich sheish. It's an interesting lashon of Rashi. Rashi says impaga bo Yovel. Rashi sounds like, what does it mean impaga bo Yovel? Yovel like what does the word paga mean? It like interrupts is good. That's good. Like to use the word interrupts or chances or interrupts. Rashi sounds like Yovel's intervening in the sheish. It's intervening. Why does it say paga boy? Rashi says if Yovel came, if Yovel was here, would paga boy Yovel?
Sounds like Rashi's arguing the other way now.
Sounds like Rashi's saying now Yovel is a mafkia. So it could be as follows. Maybe Rashi holds as follows. Sheish is that's the way Avdus works. Maybe Rashi holds like this. Klape the tzad of sheish. It's a fizzle tzach. But klape yoivel, it's a mafkia.
That's the only way.
Yoivel, I know what you're going to say. We spoke about it already. Yoivel is the pshat. It's afkaita de malka. The kinyan is supposed to be sheish. Whenever yoivel is, that's going to stop you. Every person's kinyan is sheish. So therefore, Rashi holds sheish is that's the amount of time of the kinyan. But yoivel is going to be mafkia of the kinyan. That could be. So my point is, the chakiras, Rabbi Yossi, are not tali habaha. Yeah, they don't have to line up. You could say one way by sheish and another way by yoivel. It might even be mashma that way from Rashi. We'll have to see more. What?
If yoivel is a mafkia, yeah. Whenever you have yoivel after sheish, you can never do nirta.
Maybe have yoivel
after sheish, you can never do nirta. If we're understanding that yoivel is mafkia,
right?
Ad kedikach that eved loyvel.
You can't.
So then after sheish,
you can't. If there's yoivel, what's your case?
After sheish, there's yoivel. After sheish, I work for 6 years. Now there's yoivel. I should not have an option of nirta.
You don't.
You don't have an. Why not?
Because the yoivel.
But
you're out of it.
But you could. Oh, before sheish ends, I could say a half yes or then you're not.
Because the yoivel will stop you.
So nirta won't work when there's yoivel.
Yoivel is mafkia nirta. It says the Mishnah.
No, but that's only if I worked after 6 years and then there's shemitah. I could continue. But when there's yoivel, it's going to take me out.
Whatever. I'm not sure what you're saying, but.
Also, Rashi's going to Mokar Bezin, because Mokar Atzmo, it could even pug out after 6 years. Yovel Pagaz, even after 15 years, it could end.
Well, Rashi anyway says it. Shanim is Soif Sheish. Rashi already said it. It's talking about Sheish.
Bechor. Bechor. Yovel
could intervene in year 15, 20.
Yovel comes 3 years into the selling.
Intervene what?
And Sheish would have more for the Shagasari. Shagasari says, only sell until Yovel.
Sell a guy with
the can't sell him for 6 years. Only sell him for 3.
Sell him for 3. In Achanami, so we sell for 3. Why not? Well, we're going to get to it. Okay, let's go weiter in Rashi. Rashi says, "Bigurayin kesef, poides atzmoi." What does Giroin Kesef mean? He's paid himself, redeems himself. The master will detract from the pidyon the amount of years that he already worked. Everything goes according to the amount that he paid. The amount of money that he sold him for. Mispashanim according to the years, which means Kana b'sheish manim, he bought him originally for 6 money. The asid latzeis b'sheish sheish, he's going to end up going out at the end of 6 years. Nimso kaina avdus kol shana b'mane. Every year it is a mane's worth. Yeah, so we have an interesting chakir as follows. What happens if originally he bought him and he bought him for 6 money. How long did he buy him for?
6 years.
6 years. But let's say Yoivel's coming in the middle of those 6 years. So really, how long did he buy him for?
3 years.
3 years. So how much did he pay for a year?
Two.
But maybe not, because... Because maybe it's for Seish, and it's just the Mafkia. What happens if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed in the middle of this... He'll end up being sold for 6 years. Because it's sheish, there's no yoivel. Or maybe not.
So, what?
I think you missed it. I think you missed it.
If Yovel comes, then I'm supposed to have it in the beginning of 6 years.
Well,
always a 6-year kinyan. You can't go for 2-year kinyan. That is the evidence of every kinyan. It's always a 6-year kinyan, no matter what you.
If it's always a 6-year kinyan, so then Achanami, the Cheshvan is 6 years. But if you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, so then it's a 3-year kinyan. Because he holds Yoival.
It's at least 6 years.
No.
That's what I was saying.
Because if you have Yoival, if Yoival is Toich Sheish, if Yoival is Toich Sheish, so that's only 3-year kinyan. Not if there's Yoival.
I could change this.
Maybe. Maybe. What?
After it comes out, it's 6 years, then you'll make the work out for the packet for 6 years will come out.
Oh, so it might depend what actually ends up happening, maybe. Says Rashi Vaiter, Yisera Alav, Shekoina Atzma Bechol Eile, and Omevriya has one more. She's coined herself with all these, will be Simani Nairis, and also Simani Nairis, Kidalfinan Le'el Mivi Yatzachinam. The Pasuk says, before Yatzachinam, it learns that an Isha goes out with Simani Nairis. The Maisa, if you look at the Gemara on Daf Dalit, we don't learn from Yatzachinam that she goes out with Simani Nairis. Where do we learn from? And Kesef. So there are some Achroinim I saw, I don't remember where I saw, say, in Achanami, it's talking about the Pasuk, Yatzachinam. Rashi's just referring to the pasuk, but perhaps we could say a little bit differently, which is, if you look at Tosis there on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosis says that Be'etzem, if it just said the words Yatzachinam, we would say the pasuk is talking about Nairis. But now that it says Ein Kesef, so we're going to say Yatzachinam is Bagris and Ein Kesef is Nairis. But from the Yatzachinam alone, once you have Yatzachinam, what do I already know? You have Nairis. Bagris is after you have Ein Kesef, we're going to restructure and make this into now the pasuk for Nairis, now the pasuk for Bagris. But Rashi is not really in that. It's not just Rashi, it's just like bringing part of the pasuk. These words already tell me the Yitzhiya of Nairis. It's got a knot in that we're after the dust settles where we're going to learn it from, but this is true. You tell me the words Yatzachinam, I already know that there's going to be a Yitzhiya of Nairis. Ayin Tosfos Shom, it has to do with the Pshat we said in Tosfos based on the Marashah, the Machloikas, the Merumei Sada, and others, but that's basically the idea. It says Rashi Vayter, Ubemisas Ha'adoin, Ve'eino Oivin Es Yarshav. Says Rashi that a Nirtza goes out with Mitzas Ha'adoin, doesn't serve his Yarshav is his.
Inheritors.
Aval Evid Animkor Bitchilosai Umei Sa'adan Besaych Sheish Mashlimin Liyarsha Vekula Yalav Bigamara. But an Evid that's Nimkor Bitchilosai. So he does continue his Avdus. Who does he work for?
The son.
He works for the son.
Didn't you already say in the church
Yeah. What? So good. So the Gemara says later on. Good, Dan. We're gonna go like this. Gemara says later on that there's a pasuk that says lecha v'loy liyoyrish, lecha v'loy liyoyrish. And we said the Menachas Chinuch asked the question. So how do you? Why do you oived the son? It says that you have to serve the son. It's lecha v'loy liyoyrish. So. We said from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, in Achanami, the din, to serve the son, is not the pshat that it's a din of Yerusha, the son is Yairish. You serve the son because it's like, that's the original Kenyan Avdus was Lashesh, that's the din of the Kenyan Avdus that you also serve his son. But the Rashash is Medayikin Lashon of Rashi. Why does Rashi say over here that Aval Meisa Adam B'Soich Shesh Mashlimin Liyarshav? What should it say? Mashlimin? Libnoi. Anyway, the only Yorish that you're going to serve is the man. Just say Libnoi. Elamite sounds like it's Midin Yorsha. We umadaik Lashon of Rashi, though differently. Rashi says Mashlimin Liyorsha. What does it mean, Mashlimin Liyorsha? Just say, he's now, it's you continue with the Yorish is Yorish, the Kenyan. So the Lashon Mashlim, it sounds like it's a Shlama, similar to Ramesh Shmuel.
What would it not be?
What?
What would it not be?
Because there's a custom of the Chav Eloi Le'Yerush. The Gemara says there's no Din Yerusha. So why do you serve the man? And Achanam, it's not me Din Yerusha. But what Rashi says, the Mashlim in the Yerushav.
It's a characteristic. That's the man, that's what you call him.
What? Yeah, so why are we calling him that? You're right. So it could be, we're just defining him as the Yerush. Why are we defining him that way if it's not Midin Yerusha? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Evid Ivri Nim, Knebe Kesef, Minalon. Hadun Evid Ivri Nikna Bekesef. Amar Kwa Mikesef Miknosai. Melamet Shinikna Bekesef. From the Pasuk Mikesef Miknosai, if you look, we gave out the Psukim yesterday. All the Psukim, it says over there. And Vayikra Chavhei, Pasuk Mem Zayin starts. Chisasig Yad Ger Toishev Imcho Machachichem Avenim Kar. The Ger Toishev, this person is being sold to the Ger Toishev. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Nun, Vichishav Imkoinehu, Mishnas Himachruloi, Achnas Ayoyvil, Vahoya, Kesef Mem Karbe, Mispashonim, Kmeshir Jay Imoy. So the Gemara brings over here the fact that it says Mikesef Miknasai must be his Nikna Bekesef. Rabbi said, why didn't the Gemara bring Pasuk Nun? Pasuk says V'haya Kesef Mimkaroi. What does Kesef Mimkaroi mean? The Kesef of the sale. What does Kesef Miknasai mean? The Kesef of the acquisition. You acquire what you sold. It's the same thing. If you take a look. Hold on a second. If you look in the Unkelis on Kesef Miknasai and the Unkelis on Kesef Mimkaroi is the exact same word. So why?
That's not buying him as a slave. Those words are referring to buying him away from the master. It says the Kesef, no, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about buying in heaven, not buying him after.
They both
the
are.
The other one's talking about, the other one's talking about you buy him, you do Ger and Kesef from the Kesef he was originally bought from the Kesef that originally the master bought from, no?
It's the same thing.
What?
I think they're talking about the same thing.
The Mishnah says that
is it talking about the Kesef and Kar that he wants to buy him with right now out of the serving? And Pazi Yonah says, if there's more Shana, according to the Kesef, and that's according to the Kesef he was bought by the guy.
Same thing, the Kesef that was
originally. Bought him as a slave, now we're talking about buying him out from the guy.
Both of them are referencing the Kesef that the original kingdom was done.
As a slave,
they're both talking about the same thing. They're both talking about the same thing.
Because when you buy him with a shtar, what is it, just a piece of paper?
Look at the Pazi Yonah.
Obviously, this money is
involved. The original money is bought in the years.
So Kesef Mimkar we're showing that the money is the actual thing that made the kid.
So it could be that the words you say, the words Kesef Mimkar just means the money of the sale. Kesef Miknasai means the money of the kinyan, not just of the sale. That's why the Gemara chooses to use the words Kesef Miknasai over there. It's the Kesef of the Kinyan itself. Not just the fact that there's money, that money of the sale. Of course there's money. Every sale has money. But how do you know that the money affected the Kinyan? It's Kesef Miknasai, Kesef Kinyan. Not just Kesef Mecher. That's Kenza. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Eved Irian Imkaloi v'Kechavim Hayu v'Chol Kinyan v'Kesef Nimkali Yisrael Minalon Amar Kra v'Hefte Melamet Shemegaras Pidyoina v'Yoitza. Says Rashi, Hayu v'Chol Kinyan v'Kechavim v'Kesef Shal Nemer Boy Meshicha v'Metaltlin Ela b'Yisrael Ksiv. A guy doesn't have a choice but to be kind with Kesef, because a guy doesn't have another option. He has no option of Mashicha, because Mashicha doesn't work for a guy. It only works for Yisrael. Rashi's handling that Be'etzim, maybe there's another way of being kind of the Eved with Mashicha. The only reason why a guy uses Kesef, because that's his only choice. But a Yisrael who has the choice of Mashicha, maybe he should be kind with Mashicha. Tosfos asked the Kasha, what do you mean? But we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that a guy does have Mashicha. The Rishonim say Rashi Paskin's like Reish Lakish. It's just a machlokes in Psak. That's it. Tosis is the main teeth of Tosis Kasha and Rashi is that I thought that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Stam Gemara like Reish Lakish. Rashi says, yeah, we paskin like Reish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Rashi says over here, our Gemara is saying a guy doesn't have a kinyan mashicha, so of course he's going to be kinyan with kesef. He doesn't have another choice. But Yisrael, how do you know he's that? Says the Gemara, he's kinyan from the pasuk of the hefte shemegaras pijoinus. Is Rashi midalechse v'nifte. The Baal also is assisting in the pidyon. Alma bekesef nikne. The Eloi kana bedamim my megara. Fascinating, Rashi. And Beis Hashem, we'll continue with this hopefully on Sunday. Rashi says, if you weren't kind of with Kenyan, what are you megareya from? Now hold on a second. We said there's always kesef in a sale. Every sale there was money. Maybe the Kenyan was done with Mashicha, but he's going to have to pay. If it's a Kenyan, if it's a Mechira, there's money. Rashi says it must have been that there was a it says mechira over here a billion times chiyimkar. It says there's always a mimkar kesef. It's kesef memkaroi. It's not necessarily kesef miknasa, but there's kesef over here. Rashi says, what can you be megareya from if you weren't kind with kesef? Why? Maybe you're kind with shtar, but you're megareya from the money I gave him after the kinyan. This is the shiloh the rishayim speak about. It's a big machlekes rishayim. Rabbi says beis hashem atziat deshmaya. We're going to speak about that. Hopefully, sit down, please. Thank you very much. On Sunday. Okay, Rabbi say Tazri Mitzara is done. We're finished with that. Achrei Mois Kedoshim, this week's parasha. We're going to go all the way to Kedoshim. The pasuk begins. I'll make it short. Kedoshim to you. Perushim to you. State in the pasuk Kedoshim to you. Ki kadosh ani vosmei Kedoshim to you. Rashi says, have a prushim in arayis. Have a prushim in arayis. Vos meint us. So meint nisht just prushim in arayis doesn't just mean that a person shouldn't be over by arayis. Prushim in arayis means a person has to separate himself from arayis. The Torah is telling us a person has to remove himself from arayis. It's so much so that there's already halachas that are nikva, something called avizrayu de arayis. What's meant avizrayu de arayis? It means anything that even has a reyach of it. Even if you're not actually being over, but just getting anywhere near the arayis. The avizrayu de arayis, Rabbeisai, is also Yohorik Val Yavor. Even just avizrayu de arayis. The Torah says, Purushim, you have to stay away. And Aloch, it's brought down. Person should be, we should be ma'oid, ma'oid. He should be nisrachik min arayis, brings the Aloch. That person has to keep himself away. This is what shteit over here. Rabbeisai, during the tkufa of the summer is a very big challenge. Because lamaisa, the gas is malei arayis. It's malei avizrayu darayis. It's malei avizrayu darayis. And the gas is the shveklach. But when people are going where there's not the gas, where they're going to places where they know they're going to be women that are not dressed in clothing, person go like he wants to go to the beach, it's not shreklach. It's mamish destroying his neshama to the point that Rav Moshe Feinstein speaks about in his Igros Moshe that it could be going to the beach. It's Yoharik Val Yavar. It's Avuzrayu De'arayis. It's Avuzrayu De'arayis. And the Torah warns us, stay away. Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, it's a Yidua story about Rav Michal Yehuda. They said it by his Levaya. It's also written in print if you want to see it. He was on a train once. And he was in one of the cars. And he was there alone, and a girl walked into the train. So he got up and he walked into the next car. She followed him till he was in the last car, and she's following him. He's a very good looking young man. He jumped off the train. Moving.
Did you jump after him?
He jumped off the train.
Why did you go back the other way to the other back down the aisle?
Because she was following him. He felt like you.
Rabbeisai,
you have to understand something. Maybe we're not holding Bayra Michal Yehuda to jump off the train. But to go to the place to run after it, Chas v'shalom! It's worse than Chil Shabbos. Avizrayu de'arayis is worse than Chil Shabbos. So to go there and know where we're going, that's something that's like totally not something that we could even think about. So we start off the summer with Kedoshim to you. Torah is warning us. Torah is giving us a warning. Stay away. There's a Shem and Siyat HaShemayah, which should all be Zoycha to an Aliyah and Torah and Yerushalayim.